שם משמור. Very nice idea, he says here. There's a medrash that says like this. One of the psukim that we emphasize on Rosh Hashanah is there's a pasuk, Tikkun V'Chod HaShofar, Kastei Yom Chagein Kokus HaMishlo Kei Yaakov. So that pasuk is interpreted to refer to Rosh Hashanah, because Blow B'Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh, which Chodesh do you blow the shofar? Chodesh Tishrei, Chodesh. So therefore this pasuk is referring to Rosh Hashanah. Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar. So there's a medrash that says B'Chodesh, really, you would have thought that this is a pasuk, I think, in Tehillim. You would have thought that the pasuk would have said Tikkun B'Rosh Hashanah Shofar. It says Tikkun B'Chodesh, it's vague. On a Chodesh. So, and it says, Kichok Kli Yisrael Hu Mishpat Elokei Yaakov. It's a law for Israel, and it's a judgment for the Jews. So, it's referring to the Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment, which is Rosh Hashanah. Why is the prophet used the term Chodesh? So the Medrash says, there's a Medrash. He says, B'Chodesh Zeh Techatshu Maseichem. B'Chodesh Zeh Techapu Maseichem. He uses the word Chodesh as a play on the word Chodesh. It means, Chodesh means a beginning, something new, Chadash. New month, new year. So he has a drash. You have to start new on Rosh Hashanah. You have to make things new. That's why we had this customs in Rosh Hashanah to have new things. You buy a new suit, a new tie, new tablecloth. It's a minute about Yisrael to have new things for Rosh Hashanah, because it's a beginning. You start new. So he says that you begin new in two ways. Techatshu ma'aseichem, make your actions new. And then it says, Techapu ma'aseichem, make your actions better. So it's vague. Make your actions new, make your actions better. So he says like this, that's what the Medrash says. It's a vague statement. So he says, the Shem Shmuel says, it's on page Ayin Beis, he says that that when you start Rosh Hashanah, you're really looking, and this is going to get us into the next discussion we're going to have about the bracha of Zichronos. But Rosh Hashanah, it's a certain period in time, which is a transition from the past to the future. So when you're standing on Rosh Hashanah, you're looking at your past, you're looking at the past year, and you're looking at the future, the coming year. You have two perspectives, perspective on the past and a perspective on the future. So he says like this, that you want... And the future, now here the Medrash used the word chodesh, make things new. The word chodesh, tiku b'chodesh, techatshu, make things new. It says like this, when you look at the new year, you have to look at it, I'm starting completely fresh. We start completely fresh, completely new. As if I was born today. The past, I'm not burdened by the past. The past is not relevant. I'm starting completely new. It's a very big yesod in Hasidus, and especially Shem Shmuel's philosophy, that you say tshuva, to change, means mentally you start new, there's no past, I'm beginning fresh. This way, you have much more burst of energy. You get fresh energy because you're not coming from a past. You're starting completely new, from a new beginning. Got a new job, moved into a new house, new neighborhood. You got married, a new wife. Starting new. The past is, forget about it. This is a very good way to get. This is a very good way to start the year. Start new. The past, forget about it. I'm starting completely new. It happens to be a very powerful method. So this is one thing, techadshu ma'aseichem, make things, all your actions, make them completely new. Then, when also, we have to look at the past on Rosh Hashanah also. When you look at the past, he says that the problem with the past was that we do many things in the past, we did it without excitement. We're doing it routine, habit, reluctantly, we weren't excited. So since Rosh Hashanah is a new day, is a day of newness, of freshness, so Rosh Hashanah, you have a chance to fix everything you did during the past year. You can look at it and say, the excitement, I'm putting excitement into everything I did in the past year, which I did without excitement, I'm now going to make it exciting. So that's a very important point, that you can look at the past and re-engineer it, so to speak, as making it something exciting. All the mitzvahs I did, all the Torah I learned, all the davening, a lot of it was done in some kind of routine way. You can, and Rosh Hashanah, it's a day of chiddush, it's a day of newness. You can look at the past and inject it with excitement. So that's Rosh Hashanah. Hashem says, the Chumash says, the Halacha says, certainly the Zohar and the Chassidus said, if you give excitement into what Rosh Hashanah, you fix the whole past year. You make it a year of excitement. And of course, when you look at the beginning of the new year, that's full of excitement because it's a completely fresh new year. These are the two ideas. So he says like this. He says that if you look at this medrash, the medrash focuses first on the future. It says to make your actions that in this coming year new and fresh and full of excitement. Then fix the past by giving the past, re-engineer it, redesign the past by saying, now I give it excitement. I look back at the past, I say, look how many mitzvahs I did and how much learning I did and how much davening I did. So it's a great accomplishment. So I'm excited over it. Well, I was doing it, maybe I wasn't so excited because for reasons A, B, C, D. But now that I look at the beginning of the new year, I look back, I see, wow, but this past year, look how much I did. I davened 3 times a day, 365 days a year. I put on tefillin every day. I benched, kept Shabbos 52 days of the year. I helped people out. I did chesed. I gave charity. There are a lot of great things. So I'm excited because of all I accomplished. He says, in order to get the excitement over the past, you have to first start with excitement for the future. The first step is you look at the future. When you have excitement about the future, then you will be able to re-inject excitement on the past. Right? So, he says, very important to get excited. Not to do Rosh Hashanah as a routine day. Something I have to do as a burden. That's not the idea of Rosh Hashanah. He says that you might even be punished for that. He says you have to respond by being excited. So if you have to, this is our obligation. Chachu ma'aseichem. Make your actions full of excitement. Don't be worried about the past. Just look at the future and say, wow, I'm going to do great things this year. Starting with great things. Rosh Hashanah itself is an exciting day. Shofar, and the davening, and the atmosphere, the meals, and the friends, and the family. It's exciting. Once you get that excitement about Rosh Hashanah for the future, then you'll be able to inject that into the past. And that's the goal of Rosh Hashanah. A new beginning. Fresh beginning. The new excitement. Okay, we hope you should all be Zohar. to this blessing of the Chadesh of Chiddush.